You're listening to WDIY Allentown, 881 FM and WDIY.org. We are Many Choices, Real Voices. Good afternoon. Seamus McGrogan here. And Miss D, Darlene, she'll be back in just a minute for some more music this afternoon. But I am stepping in the studio for just a little bit so we can continue our Music Fest preview. Music Fest kicks off today officially. And WDIY has all sorts of great features. And we're bringing artists into the studio all week long, all through the 10-day period. So we're really excited to be able to do this. And today, we're very excited to welcome Jeremiah Tall, Bucks County singer-songwriter. Jeremiah, how you doing?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So Jeremiah's here. He's brought his guitar, his mandolin, and he's ready to play some stuff. And we want to mention first, Jeremiah, that you are playing. Where are you playing? That's the question right before we get into a song. But Jeremiah, you are playing Saturday, August 4th at Martin Guitar Lyric Plots. That's at the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas on the south side.
Right on.
Then Wednesday, August 8th, the Sand Steel Stage at PNC Plaza, opening up for Gary Clark Jr. Going to ask you about that in a little bit. Hey. And then Sunday, August 12th at IBEW Local 375 Volks Plots. We'll run over those again, but first off, why don't you start off with a song, Jeremiah? What are you going to play?
I'll start off with, I think, a song that kind of developed my sound, the roots of what I'm doing. The song's called Train. It's off my first EP. And it's this is the stripped-down version of it without all the percussion and all the banging and hooting and hollering. So.
Thank you.
Oh, get back on that chain. Let it bring you home to me. Oh, get back on that chain. It's not the same without you around. This whistle blows through Chinatown. These railroad crossing gates closing down. And we can stop at any station. Railroad man calls out next stop, Shaking Town. My knees shake. She's the queen of this line. When she's conducting, this train of love's always on time. Seeing you makes me weak. Seeing you makes my knees shake.
That's Jeremiah Tall live in the WDIY studios today on The Blend. Great song, Jeremiah.
Thank you.
Jeremiah is playing at Music Fest, and he has a bunch of dates coming up, but his very first one is tomorrow, August 4th, at Martin Guitar Lyric Plots at the Frank Banco Ale House Cinemas. We're going to be talking about the other ones in just a little bit, but Jeremiah, you are from Bucks County, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so a little bit local, a little bit outside of the Lehigh Valley that we're used to, but how long have you been playing for?
I guess my whole life. I've been dabbling in music basically my whole life. Ever since, I guess, you're introduced to music in schools in the early elementary, start with basically playing percussion drum, snare drum kind of stuff in the school band, and picked up a bass and then moved along and found my love in guitar and banjo, mandolin, and singing. So I play a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you started out with the percussion end and moved on to the bass, and now you're rocking all sorts of stringed instruments. You have the guitar here, the mandolin. So what was it like when you first started playing around Bucks County? Did you find places to play? Did you have to really seek out places to play?
When I first started playing, I played in full out bands and stuff for a long time. And when that all ended, I started writing and playing alone at my house and kind of writing the sound and my songs and basically playing for my wife and my cat. It was a lot of fun.
A captive audience.
Yeah, very captive. And after a while, my friends kind of were like, what are you doing? Like, you should probably go out and play. And when I started playing out, there's a lot of great places in Bucks County. I mean, they support art a lot. So there was a lot of awesome places to play and kind of just took off and grew from there. And just playing and not looking back, just trying to enjoy it one step at a time.
Yeah, so you've had a long time now playing, and you've released a couple of albums now, and you've played around the Lehigh Valley and Bucks County. Tell me about your music. Who do you look for? Who's your heroes that you would try to emulate and look up to?
I listen to what I believe is a lot of everything, and I think there's good in everything. So I have a broad array of what I like. And it's cliche, but I guess I grew up listening to like the Beatles and the Doors. So vocally, I think Jim had a big impact on my life. But nowadays, listen to people like William Elliott Whitmore. I like Eddie Vedder's solo stuff. Anything that's acoustic driven. So I really love Neil Young's acoustic albums. Harvest Moon is one of my favorite records. So that's kind of a sound and something I've been chasing my whole life.
Right. You're mentioning a lot of the acoustic stuff, and it's easy to see why, because your music is so lyric driven. Right. And that type of music is so lyric driven. And it's interesting, your music seems to cover both sort of tall tales, I mean, everything from somebody meeting the devil to real life struggles, like trying to make it in this economy, in this world. So where do you find the balance between those things?
I write basically with what comes to heart that day. I work a full-time job. I have my whole life, and I have no problem with grinding it out and playing in Richmond, Virginia, and then driving all the way home to be at work at 7 a.m. the next day. So the work thing and struggling to get through life that way is something I'm very used to. And, it's kind of grounded me. And so sometimes when, life gets tough, you start writing about those kind of things. And I've always grew up liking a good story. So that kind of stuff comes natural as well.
And we're adding to your story because you're playing Music Fest again this year. And your first date is Saturday, August 4th, tomorrow at Martin Guitar Lyric Plots at the Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas. You're also playing on Wednesday, August 8th at the Sand Steel Stage at PNC Plaza. That's opening up for Gary Clark Jr., and I'm going to ask you about that next. And then Sunday, August 12th at IBEW Local 375 Volks Plots. Let's hear another song, Jeremiah. What would you like to play next?
I play a really simple tune. It's kind of a song that should be on the new record, as long as I don't hate it by the end of it. You never know what's going to make it or not. There's a song called Bobby Sue. One, two, one, two, three, four. Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. Oh, Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. Oh, Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. Well, she just walks around like her feet don't touch the ground. Now, I'm a stepping stone for her pretty little feet, so they don't touch the ground where them rodents eat. Oh, Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. Oh, Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. When all those city slickers come to town, how quickly she moves out of my house, talking about how she wants to marry rich, living on the 32nd floor of the Ritz. Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. Oh, Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. Oh, Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. Oh, Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. Oh no, oh no, 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 no. Oh no, oh no, 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 no. Oh Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. Oh Bobby Sue, she don't care about me anymore. All those boys move back to the city, leave her to wallow in a puddle of some pity, crying about how she's got dirty little feet, she's had to walk where them rodents eat. Oh no, oh no, 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 no. Oh no, oh no, no. Bobby Sue, I don't care about you anymore. Bobby Sue, I don't care about you anymore. Bobby Sue, I don't care about you anymore. Oh no, oh no, 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 no. Oh no, 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 no.
Jeremiah Tall live in the WDIY studios performing for us on The Blend today. And Jeremiah Tall will be appearing at Music Fest this year, Saturday, August 4th, as well as Wednesday, August 8th, and Sunday, August 12th. And we'll mention those again. And Jeremiah, you have played Music Fest last year before.
Correct, yeah.
So how was it playing last year?
It was awesome. It was actually my first time to the event as a whole. My brother lives not too far away, so he comes up to this event every year, and I guess for the last couple of years he's been pegging at me to get at it and come up, and it's a great time, and it's amazing to see how much this whole town embraces such an awesome event, how much music is going on, how much food and drinks are being passed around. It's a great time.
Yeah, there's a lot of music, a lot of food, a lot of drinks. And we love it here. And this year is going to be special for you, though, because it was announced that you're going to be opening up for Gary Clark Jr. this year. So that's going on Wednesday, August 8th at the Sand Steel Stage at PNC Plaza. How did you feel when you heard that?
I would be lying if I didn't say I jumped around and cursed a lot. I was actually in my studio space playing a computer game like a real nerd. And the guy who takes care of my booking called and was like, what are you doing that day? You free? You better be free. I was like, I guess I'm free as long as it's a good thing. And he told me that, and I screamed a lot and jumped around and high-fived myself because no one else was around.
Yeah, you could probably high-five the wife and the cat, you know. They're used to getting private concerts, but now a lot more people are going to hear you. Now, we love when Music Fest takes on local artists and regional artists and puts them with their headlining acts like that. Have you ever played anything this big as far as like the Sand Steel stage?
Not the size of the stage or the audience. I've been on some bigger stages, but by far this will be the one that makes me look the smallest, I'm sure. Yeah, when I first saw a picture of the stage, I almost got sick to my stomach. To be honest, it's quite big.
Yeah, it is big. I think you'll be fine. You know, once you get up there and you see the people and the music starts flowing.
Yeah, the sound. Once you do sound check, you kind of like realize where you are and you're like, oh, cool, it's another one.
Right. Have you listened to Gary Clark Jr.? Are you a fan?
Yeah, it's. So I kind of got into what he was doing more recently and kind of found him by just one of those like YouTube holes of just searching music and came across the stuff and was impressed and really loved his soul. And so when I heard he was on Music Fest, I kind of was like, oh, that's interesting that it kind of lined up that way, that like just a few months before, and I found his music. And so then to be thrown on the bill with him was quite awesome, kind of just felt magical, I guess, meant to be.
Well, you have a few dates coming up, so people can catch you opening up for Gary Clark Jr. on Wednesday, August 8th. That's at the Sand Steel stage at PNC Plaza. But you also have a couple free concerts. Saturday, August 4th, tomorrow at Martin Guitar Lyric Plots. That's at the Frank Banco A-House Cinemas. And then also Sunday, August 12th at IBEW Local 375 Bulks Plots. So let's hear one more song before you head out. Jeremiah, what would you like to play last? Oh, he's heading over for the drink.
You gotta get that water. I guess I'll play a song on the mandolin. It's my favorite instrument I own.
I'm a fan of the mandolin.
I love mandolin, but this one in particular. It's when I first played it, I went home and dreamt about it. And I woke up the next morning, went to work, and I dreamt about it all day during work.
Ah, so it was literally the mandolin of your dreams.
Yeah, that I didn't know existed. And it's one of those things where I was asking a friend, you know, I can't afford this thing. Should I get in debt to play? And he said, if you think about it that much, then the answer is yeah. So I left work that day and picked it up.
Sounds good.
It's a 1911 Gibson.
Okay.
So it's impressive how craftsmanship of something so old.
Yeah, it's a beautiful looking mandolin.
This is also a song that'll be on the new record. This is actually a song that started my writing. It's called A Song for Rose. It was kind of based off the idea of being forced to write music as opposed to writing for love. And after putting out my first full length, it was kind of one of those things where it was like, when's the next record coming out? When's the next record coming out? And never had an answer. When you be on the road so much and all the other things that life brings, it's kind of hard to write at the same time. So I took about a month off from music to go to the mountains and try to write. And I found myself just staring at the mountains too much and spacing out. And when I got home, I bought a different mandolin, an octave mandolin, and wrote the song about the idea of having nothing to say and writing for, I guess, the man and not the love. Here I am in this old familiar place with my favorite pen, this blank. Say I need to write another song to carry me through another year or I'm done. Rose, I got nothing to say. This frustration will flush my face. Thank you. My heart wasn't meant for this kind of life. And I wore my legacy on tired legs. And now the horizon seems so much further away. Frustration will take me to the grave. They wanna bury me alive. 'Cause I've not yet gained favor in your eyes. And I've answered every call.
Jeremiah Tall live in the WDIY studios. And that is going to wrap up this appearance. Jeremiah, thank you so much for coming in and
thank
doing
you
this.
Me.
Before you head out, we want to mention the new album tentatively titled Wish Me Well. Do we know when that's coming out at this point?
I have no idea. I've been fighting over it for too long.
So people are just going to have to keep tabs on you, and you're all over. You have a website, social media, so I guess that's the best place to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Jeremiah Tall, you can catch him playing at Music Fest on Saturday, August 4th, tomorrow at the Martin Guitar Lyric Plots. That's at the Frank Banco Ale House Cinema, Saturday, August 4th. Also, Wednesday, August 8th, opening up for Gary Clark Jr. at the Sand Steel Stage at PNC Plaza. That's Wednesday, August 8th. And then finally, Sunday, August 12th at IBEW Local 375 Volksplatz, August 12th. Jeremiah, good luck at Music Fest. Thank you so much for coming here.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
My name is Seamus McGrog, and Darlene Oates is going to be back in for some more music in just a minute.